Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, November 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, yesterday, shortly after 1:10 a.m., uniformed patrol officers responded to the 100 block of Kentucky Avenue in Lakeland in reference to a shooting. On scene, officers located a male victim with multiple gunshot wounds. Officers immediately began securing the location and rendering aid until emergency medical responders from Lakeland Fire Department and Polk County Fire Rescue had arrived. The victim was transported to Lakeland Regional Hospital, where he succumbed to injuries a short time later. Based on witness statements and evidence gathered at the scene, the 31-year-old victim and 30-year-old Sharania Gornail had just left the Hookah Palace when they began engaging in a physical confrontation near the intersection of Kentucky Avenue and Main Street. Both the victim and Gornail were striking each other multiple times. Gornail was then observed walking away from the victim and entering a nearby vehicle to retrieve a firearm. She then approached the victim again, at which time she shot him multiple times. Gornail then left the scene in a vehicle driven by a friend. Officers were notified a short time later by medical staff at the ER 24/7 on South Florida Avenue that Gornail was at the facility seeking treatment for injuries sustained in the physical altercation. While receiving treatment, she admitted being involved in a shooting. After receiving treatment, both Gornail and a witness who had driven her to the location were transported to the police station to interview with detectives. When speaking with investigators, Gornail admitted to having fought with the victim and subsequently shot him after she was punched in the face. She stated she shot the victim in self-defense. However, witness statements and evidence gathered at the time show that Gornail acted after there was no longer an active threat to her safety. Based on the evidence gathered at the scene, witness interviews and consultation with the state attorney's office, Sharania Gornail was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Detectives are continuing to follow up on leads as this is still very early in the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Corey Lawson at 863-834-6900 or corey.lawson@lakelandgov.net. That number again is 863-834-6900 or corey.lawson by email, corey.lawson@lakelandgov.net. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can also send your tips to Heartland Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. And remember that when you send tips to Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida, you are eligible to receive a reward. Your local events, New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It is available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. In Highlands County, today is the last day to make your reservations for pickup. In Highlands County, a pickup will be at the Grace Church of Sebring, 3599 Thunderbird Road in Sebring. Reservations are required, and you can call ahead at 863-382-2134 to receive your meal pickup time. For Highlands County residents, this is the last day reservations will be accepted. That number again is 863-382-2134. In Hardy County, pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are also required, and you can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by Monday, November 15th, to receive your meal pickup time. The number again is 863-773-2022. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven car giveaway have been sold, so if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, you can call 863-781-1961 or email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the link on the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. All you need is a valid credit or debit card to get started. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Wanzek Construction is looking for a solar installer. Qualifications include effective communication skills and knowledge of the installation and maintenance of photovoltaic systems. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a recreational therapy assistant. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and previous experience with TBI, behavioral mental health, and recreational services. And Walker Exotic Tree Eradication and Mitigation is looking for a herbicide crew supervisor. Qualifications include the ability to work in extreme conditions and prior supervisory experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Also, another thing to mention, when you advertise with us on Hardy Midday, it is absolutely free of charge, courtesy of First National Bank of Wauchula. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 69 degrees out, feels like 72. No predicted chance of rain. Sunny. Shade temperature is 66 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds north at 8 miles per hour with gusts up to 12 miles per hour. The humidity is ideal at 36%. Air quality is excellent. The dew point is 41 degrees. No cloud cover, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 50s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, clear, lows around 60, with northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If you're looking to find out how artificial intelligence can help agriculture, this year's Florida Ag Expo could be the place for you. According to MorningAgClips.com, the expo will highlight the latest in technology, AI, and farming innovation, and also includes a large vendor show. The Florida Ag Expo will be November 18th at the University of Florida Gulf Coast Research and Education Center in Balm. For more information, contact Brad Buck at bradbuck@ufl.edu. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai says recent interactions with China were intended to bring down the temperature of a heated trade relationship. She tells USNews.com that any potential misunderstanding between the countries could spark a giant fire that could have drastic effects on both nations and the world's economy. Tai recently spoke with Chinese Vice Premier to talk about China's failure to live up to the Phase One trade agreement reached under former President Trump. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is welcoming the agreement to end the Section 232 tariff dispute between the United States and European Union. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com the agreement is welcome news for America's farmers who were swept up in disputes centered around steel and aluminum and saw restrictions on U.S. ag exports like orange juice, butter, cheese, pork, and many others. He says it's crucial we restore those trade relationships.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Like most consumer items, the centerpiece of Americans' Thanksgiving meal will cost a little bit more in 2021.
Consumers are going to be likely paying more for turkey this year than they did last year.
That is Shale Shagum, a USDA livestock analyst. Shagum says higher prices for turkeys this year is not necessarily a result of supply chain issues. He says production numbers were down, but it is very difficult to find specific instances along the supply chain of labor issues. Instead, the lower volume is more likely due to the fact that turkey producers have been gradually reducing production over the last few years because demand was not keeping up with output. This year, stocks of frozen turkey hens at the start of November were 17% lower than last year. That brought wholesale prices up to record highs. But Shagum says retailers don't always pass along the wholesale prices to consumers. He says they will usually keep turkey prices lower in order to get consumers in to buy other items. Shagum tells the USDA's news service that advertised sales being offered by retailers is about $1.15 a pound on average. That's up from last year's average price of 99 cents a pound. By the way, if you want a smaller turkey this Thanksgiving, it's advised to buy or order it right now. Last year, when big Thanksgiving gatherings were few and far between, farmers raised smaller birds. This year, with big gatherings returning, big birds are abundant and small birds, not so much.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks pushed further into record heights following an encouraging report on hiring across the country. The S&P 500 closed 0.4% higher, clinching an all-time high for the seventh straight day. Trading was scattershot, though, and after climbing to an early gain of 0.8%, the S&P 500 at one point gave up virtually all of it. Stocks retrenched in the middle of the day as the Treasury yields surprisingly slumped. Crude oil prices rose. The Dow had 203 points to close at 36,327. The NASDAQ gained 31 to 15,971. The S&P 500 up 17 points today to 4,697. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Browns dominate Joe Burrow and the Bengals Sunday 41-16. Cleveland sacked Burrow five times and picked him off twice. Browns running back Nick Chubb, who scored twice himself, says the defense sparked the win.
It sets the tone, for sure. We're feeding off of them, making a lot of plays, a lot of turnovers, and putting us in great field position, even scoring points for us. So I think that played a huge role in us getting a win here.
Titans beat the Rams, Dolphins down the Texans, Giants over the Raiders, Patriots beat the Panthers, Chargers take care of the Eagles. It was the Cardinals over the 49ers, Chiefs beat the Packers 13-17, Falcons beat the Saints. Young-Hoo Koo's 29-yard field goal as time expired, the difference. Ravens over the Vikings 34-31 in overtime, Broncos beat the Cowboys 30-16, and the Jaguars down the Bills 9-6 on Sunday. This is SRN Sports. Georgia stays atop the college football poll for the fifth straight week. Cincinnati held on to the number two spot, Alabama 3, and Oklahoma 4. Now, Oregon passes Ohio State to move up to number 5. Notre Dame moves up a spot to number 7. Michigan slipped 3 to number 8 after losing at Purdue, which remains unranked, oddly, after their second upset of a team ranked in the top 5 at the time. Michigan State stays at number 9. Oklahoma State moved up 1 to number 10. Massachusetts fired head coach Walt Bell after he went 2-23 over three seasons with the Minutemen. UMass fell to 1-8 on Saturday, losing 35-22 to FCS school Rhode Island. The lone victory for UMass this season came against Connecticut. The Minutemen have not won more than four games in any season since moving up to FBS in 2012. And with SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: companies are bragging about making plants taste just like meat, while cows have been doing that since forever. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.